serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and a trade war looming after the U.S. kicked off tariffs today, 25% for goods from Mexico and Canada, and China goods hiked to 20%. ABC's Alexis Christophorus says Americans already struggling with inflation could see higher prices.
Target's CEO came out today and warned that prices at his stores will probably rise in the coming days in the food aisles. If you're in the market for a new car, these tariffs could add at least $3,000 to the price tag of a new car. That's because Canada, Mexico, and the U.S. share supply chains when it comes to cars.
Tonight, President Trump addresses a joint session of Congress outlining his economic agenda that includes sweeping federal cuts and layoffs. Today, rallies from Washington, D.C. to San Francisco, protesting against Elon Musk and the Doge team's dismantling of key programs. In Rome, Pope Francis continues to battle pneumonia. The Vatican says Pope Francis has had no new respiratory crises, but will sleep with a ventilator. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin needs to know. The deadline to remove your ice shanty is rapidly approaching. That deadline for inland waters north of Highway 64 and on Lake Michigan, Green Bay, and Lake Superior is March 16th. But remember, when you go out to remove your shack, that the ice may be unstable due to the recent thaws. Always be aware of the ice and remember to check with local bait shops and official agencies for information on the current ice conditions. Remember, no ice is safe ice. A little bit of vigilance can save you from an unintended polar plunge. Tomorrow, March 5th at 6:45 p.m., it's a book and a cuppa over at the Ogama Public Library. They invite you to join them for a Bring Your Own Book Club. Remember, bring your own means that there is no required reading to join the book club. You can just choose a book that loosely fits the month's theme, or you can just come for the conversation and community. Coffee and tea will be provided, but you can feel free to bring your favorite K-cup with you. Once again, this is happening tomorrow at 6:45 p.m. over on West 5005 State Highway 86 in Ogama. After a couple of years of delays, a new pitch finally might pop up in southeastern Wisconsin. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
The Iron District Soccer Stadium in Milwaukee is set to break ground by early to mid-summer. Construction costs and financing issues are being blamed for delays, according to the Milwaukee Business Journal. The developers now say they're aiming to have the facility ready for the 2026 United Soccer League season. The $220 million project includes an 8,000-seat stadium, a hotel, and an events venue near Marquette University. Federal grants awarded by Governor Tony Evers helped advance the project.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Looking for a hometown dealership you can trust? Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua has you covered. Get a full synthetic oil changer just $49.95 every day. Check out the great selection of new 2025 models on the lot, plus incredible deals on remaining 2024s. Select 24 Chevrolets are priced below GM employee pricing, and select 2025s are below dealer invoice. Visit Marthaler Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com. Marthaler Chevrolet, treating customers the way they want to be treated.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks in Atlanta to take on the Hawks. Bucks guard Kyle Kuzma dealing with a sprained right ankle after accidentally stepping on the foot of Giannis Antetokounmpo during Saturday's game in Dallas. But Kuzma pleased they've won six of their last seven games.
You know, we're moving in the right direction, and we've had some hiccups. That's to be expected, but you know, I had a coach in the past. He's always said that the regular season is just rehearsal for the playoffs. That's just the approach that we kind of have to have, and obviously you want to win, and every game is going to have a different challenge.
Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Reds 5-4 in Cactus League action. Left-hander Aaron Ashby had to leave the game with apparently a strained oblique muscle. The Brewers have signed veteran lefty Jose Quintana to a one-year deal. NFL, the Packers agreeing to a two-year deal with linebacker Isaiah McDuffie, worth around $9 million with incentives. McDuffie, a sixth-round pick for Green Bay 5 years ago. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Rain changing to snow tonight. Winter storm warning for accumulations of 5 to 8 inches and strong wind gusts higher than 40 miles an hour, producing widespread blowing snow. Snow continues through tomorrow afternoon, staying windy. Temps fall from the 30s to 20s. Currently, it's 37. 98 Q Country.
Maybe all I got's this beat-up leather bag, and everything I own don't fill up half. But don't you worry about the way I pack. All I care about is getting back real soon. A goodbye kiss is all I need from you. I'm carrying your love with me, West Virginia down to Tennessee. I'll be moving when the good Lord speaks. Carrying your love with me, it's my strength for holding on. Every minute that I have to be gone, I'll have everything I'll ever need. I'm carrying your love. Highway stuck out in the rain. Darling, all I have to do is speak your name. The clouds roll back and the waters part. The sun starts shining in my heart for you. You're right there and everything I do. I'm carrying your love with me, West Virginia down to Tennessee. I'll be moving with a good Lord's speed. Carrying your love with me is my strength for holding on. Every minute that I have to be gone, I'll have everything I'll ever need. With a good Lord's speed, carrying your love with me.
George Strait, Carrying Your Love With Me, here on 98Q Country, starting that 4 o'clock hour. I've got more country music for you to follow George here, starting with Miranda Lambert and Rodney Atkins. Then we're talking football twice today during the 4 o'clock hour. I'm here with you until 7, and then we've got some local sports. We'll talk about that local sports action after 5 when we get local here on 98Q Country. Here's Miranda Lambert with Automatic, talking football in 4 more songs.
Payphone, drying laundry on the line, watching sun tea in the window, pocket watch, telling time. Seems like only yesterday I'd get a blank cassette, record the country countdown, cause I couldn't buy it yet. If we drove all the way to Dallas just to buy an Easter drink, just like a queen, three on a tree. Hey, whatever happened to waiting your turn, doing it all by hand? 'Cause when everything is handed to you, it's only worth as much as the time you put in. It all just seems so good the way we had it, back before everything became automatic. You had something to say, you'd write it on a piece of paper, then you'd put a stamp on it, and they'd get it 3 days later. The boys would call the girls, the girls would turn them down.
Country.
Driving through town, just my boy and me, with a Happy Meal in his booster seat, knowing that he couldn't have the toy till his nuggets were gone. Green traffic light turned straight to red. I hit my brakes and mumbled under my breath. His fries went a-flying and his orange drink covered his lap. Well, in my four-year-old said a four-letter word. It started with S and I was concerned. So I said, son, now where'd you learn to talk like that? He said, I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. We got cowboy boots and camo pants, yeah, we're just alike, hey, ain't we, Dad? I wanna do everything you do. So I've been watching you. Got back home and I went to the barn. I bowed my head and I prayed real hard. Said, Lord, please help me help my stupid self.
the nest out of bedtime later that night. Turning on my son Scooby-Doo nightlight. He crawled out of bed and he got down on his knees. He closed his little eyes, folded his little hands, spoke to God like he was talking to a friend. And I said, son, now where'd you learn to pray like that? He said, I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. We like fixing things and holding mama's hand. Yeah, we're just alike, hey, ain't we, Dad? I wanna do everything you do. So I've been watching you. With tears in my eyes, I wrapped him in a hook. Said my little bear is growing up. And he said, but when I'm big, I'll still know what to do. 'Cause I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. By then I'll be strong as Superman. We'll be just alike, hey, won't we, Dad? When I can do everything you do, 'cause I've been watching you. Hey, yeah.
Gone down since you got gone. I bet you think I'm still sitting here alone, all tore up like a whiskey label, staring at the key that you left on the table. Hate to tell you, baby, but you got it wrong. No, I ain't missing you like crazy. Keep in better company lately. I'm doing all right for the shape I'm in. Sitting by the fire with some damn good friends. Willie on my left, Jack on my right. Blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Willie turned up on the JBL. Girl, you probably think I'm going through hell. But I don't care if you never come back. 'Cause who needs you when I got friends like that? About this time you and I'd be tangled up. Yeah, but that's alright, this fire's been keeping me warm enough. Holding on to you, girl, who needs that? I got a white knuckle grip on a whiskey glass. When it gets down to ice, I just fill it back up. On my own, girl, I might lose it. But I got buds to get me through it. I'm doing alright from the shape I'm in. Sitting by the fire with some good friends, Willie on my left, Jack on my right. Blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Waylon turned up on a JBL. Girl, you probably think I'm going through hell. But I don't care if you never come back. 'Cause who needs you when I got friends like that? Yeah, I got friends like that. Jack on my right, blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Doing all right for the shape I'm in. Sitting by the fire with some damn good friends. Willie on my left, Jack on my right, blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Willie turned up on the JBL. Girl, you probably think I'm going through hell. But I don't care if you never come back. 'Cause who needs you when I got friends like that? Yeah.
Country.
In your darkest hour.
Lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes.
I'm gonna love you. I'm gonna love you.
Always on at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
Just the other night, at a hometown football game, my wife and I ran into my old high school flame. And as I introduced them, the past came back to me, and I couldn't help but think of the way things used to be. She was the one that I'd wanted for all times, and each night I'd spend praying that God would make her mine. And if he'd only grant me this wish I wished back then, I'd never ask for anything again. Sometimes I thank God for unanswered prayers. Remember when you're talking to the man upstairs. And just because he doesn't answer doesn't mean he don't care. 'Cause some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayers. Wasn't quite the angel that I remembered in my dreams, and I could tell the time changed me in her eyes too, it seemed. We tried to talk about the old days, there wasn't much we could recall. I guess the Lord knows what he's doing after all. I looked at my wife, and then and there I thanked the good Lord for the gifts in my life. Sometimes I thank God for unanswered prayers. Remember when you're talking to the man upstairs, and just because he may not answer doesn't mean he don't care. 'Cause some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered. Some of God's greatest gifts are all too often unanswered. Some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayers.
Garth Brooks, Unanswered Prayers, finishing that five in a row. A special one because it came from K&B Refrigeration in Medford. They bring you the first five in a row of the 4 o'clock hour every weekday during my afternoon show here on 98Q Country. But K&B also handles your major brand appliance needs, regardless of your budget. They fit that budget at K&B Refrigeration in Medford or inside Ken's Carpet Center of Phillips, because that's K&B's appliance outlet. That's where I went and got my oven. It's where I'm going to get my refrigerator. If you want to know about how great K&B is to work with for your appliance needs, just ask me. They're bringing you that. They brought you that five in a row, I should say. And it's time we talk football here on WCQM. Remember yesterday, the Packers signed linebacker Isaiah McDuffie to a 2-year contract extension. Well, this is a great time to comb through and weed out bad online news sources. Just get on your preferred search engine, likely Google for many of you, and search the phrase Packers news. Like me, you probably get a block of articles about that McDuffie signing yesterday, still as the top headlines today. I got five of those articles right at the top of the results, specifically from PackersNews.com, Yardbarker, NBC Sports, A to Z Sports, and Lombardi Avenue. Now, remember, all of these five articles are about the exact same player, the exact same contract, the exact same thing. I'll cut to the chase. Two of these headlines are great. Two are awful. And one is kind of random. The random one we'll get out of the way. It's about how the Chiefs could model a contract for one of their linebackers off of the McDuffie contract. We're going to very quickly review each of the other four headlines. I'm going to bring up why I think you should care in the first place. First, though, let's get you another dose of country music and an update on that lovely weather coming for us. You're listening to WCQM.
98Q Country.
Leg to make her debut this weekend in Phoenix. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass, brought to you by eBay. eBay, things people love.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love, guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay, things, people, love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Do you have an unused car, truck, motorcycle, boat, or RV taking up space? Put it to good use by donating it to the NASCAR Foundation. Proceeds help fund medical resources for children in our racing community. Your wheels can heal. Call 844-NASCAR-9 and we'll come tow away your vehicle for free. The process is quick and your gift is tax deductible. Call 844-NASCAR-9 to donate your vehicle to the NASCAR Foundation today. Your donation will help our children survive and thrive.
Live Fast Motorsports announced this week that longtime road racing driver Catherine Legg will make her debut in the NASCAR Cup Series in this Sunday's Shriners Children's 500 at the Phoenix Raceway in Arizona. The Guilford, England native has been competing in the upper levels of motorsports for nearly two decades, first in the old kart series and more recently in the IndyCar series, where she has qualified for the Indianapolis 500 the last 2 years. As far as stock car experience, she has raced in four Xfinity Series races between 2018 and 2023 and competed in this year's season-opening ARCA Menards Series race in Daytona. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Life's not one size fits all, and your financial plan shouldn't be either. At Forward Investment Services, they focus on what matters to you, your goals, your family, your future. From saving for college to planning for retirement, they're here to guide you with personalized advice and local expertise. Financial stability starts with a plan. Start yours today at Forward Investment Services.
Not FDIC insured, no bank guarantees. They lose value securities and investment advisory services offered through Safe Wealth Bank, member FINRA, SIPC. Safe Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Safe Wealth.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Are you looking to build a durable, long-lasting space to house equipment for farm or recreation? Post-Frame Construction is a practical, cost-effective solution perfect for your storage needs, big and small. Based here in Stanley, Wisconsin, Hixwood Post-Frame Kits are made of high-quality steel and built to last. And you'll love the knowledgeable service and support our team provides. That's the Hixwood difference. Start planning your project today. Go to Hixwood.com or call 715-644-0765.
The end.
annual Brewer Bus Trip is back. Join us Saturday, June 21st as we travel to downtown Minneapolis to watch the Brewers take on the Twins. Space is limited, so grab your spot today. This is a one-day adventure. Cost is $100, which includes your ticket, parking, and a comfortable ride on a crew tour bus. Call today to reserve your spot. 715-762-3221. Brewer Bus Trip 2025. Saturday, June 21st with 98Q Country and Trail Mix 103.1 FM.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Rain changing to snow tonight. Winter storm warning for accumulations of 5 to 8 inches and strong wind gusts higher than 40 miles an hour, producing widespread blowing snow. Snow continues through tomorrow afternoon, staying windy. Temps fall from the 30s to 20s. Currently it's 37.
Yeah.
Listen to this.
Playing the new country first.
I'm Riley Green.
Picked a damn good day to leave me. Sitting here, cooler full of keystone.
Sounds good to me.
This night don't turn into two. You look like I'm gonna wind up missing you.
Sweet. 98Q Country.
We got a pontoon boat with a Yamaha. People dress like they're in Panama. Small town spring break every weekend around this place. And there's a bunch of boys trying to catch the eyes of all the pretty girls that are walking by. And those redneck margaritas are two for one at that old marina. Yeah, tan lines and gas station cheap sunglasses. They come in here from all around to get a little southbound unwound. Tennessee honey cotton buds. Them dripping off of us from the riverbank to the party cove. Long as it floats, we'll rock the boat. And it's all looking up when we get down. Yeah, and get a little southbound, southbound. Get a little southbound, southbound. Oh, got a ticket in a no wig zone. Katie's the one that should take it slow. She's dancing on the dock. And it's only 2 o'clock. Yeah, the fish ain't biting cause the party's on. Oh man, I'm thinking about going home. But those redneck margaritas are two for one at that old marina. Yeah, they're gonna get a little southbound, unwound. Tennessee honey kind of buzz. Them south sounds about. Summer dripping off of us. From the riverbank to the party cove. Long as it flows, we'll rock the boat. And it's all get a little southbound, unwound. Tennessee honey kind of buzz. Them south sounds about. Summer dripping off of us. From the riverbank to the party cove. Long as it flows, we'll rock the boat.
You got a fast car, and I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car, and I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far, just across the border and into the city. And you and I can both get jobs, finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. He lives in the bottle, that's the way it is. Said his body's too old for working, his body's too young to look like his. So mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said, somebody's gotta take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? Still gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live or die this way. So I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. We go cruising, entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job, so I work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find a work and I'll get promoted. And we'll move out of the shelter, buy a bigger house, live in the suburb. So I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. I got a job that pays all my bills. Stay out drinking late at the bar. See more of your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better. Thought maybe together you and me'd find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. Take your fast car and keep on driving. So I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And had a feeling that I belong. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? Still gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.
Losing it. Some folks talk about your revolution. It's Independence Day.
Never sounded so good.
98Q Country.
I ain't heard you laugh like that in a long time. I wonder if it stopped this world like it did mine just now. I see you sipping white wine instead of whiskey. Or does he want you to be just a little more city? Well, I'm sorry if I'm overstepping boundaries I don't mean to be, but I just got to tell you how I feel. If he ever singles you up, if he's ever stupid enough, I'ma be the first one calling you baby.
Baby.
If he ain't holding you tight, if he ain't treating you right, I'ma be first one calling him crazy. Cause girl, it's just a matter of time until you find that the right guy staring you back into your eyes right now. No rush, but if he ever singles you up, he hasn't even looked your way since you walked in. But I can't help it that I can't take my eyes off of you. Your favorite song just came on and me and you were singing along. And he don't even know a single word. If he ever singles you up, if he's ever stupid enough, I'ma be the first one calling you baby.
Baby.
If he ain't holding you tight, if he ain't treating you right, I'ma be the first one calling him crazy. It's just a matter of time until you find that the right guy staring you back into your eyes right now. No rush, but if he ever singles you up, if he ever singles you up, I'ma be the first to call, baby. Sorry if I'm overstepping boundaries I don't mean to be, but I've just got to tell you how I feel. If he ever singles you up, if he's ever stupid enough, I'ma be the first one calling you baby.
Baby.
If he ain't holding you tight, if he ain't treating you right, I'ma be the first one calling him crazy.
Crazy.
Cause girl, it's just a matter of time until you find that the right guy staring you back into your eyes right now. No rush, but if he ever singles you up,
empty. I was sweeping up the floor. That's when she walked in. I said, I'm sorry, but we're closed. She said, I know, but I'm afraid I left my purse. I said, I put one back behind the bar. I bet it's probably yours. And the next thing that I knew, there we were, lost in conversation. Before I handed her purse, I said, you'll only get this back on one condition.
flares up and the lights turn way down low. The music played, we held each other close. And we danced. And from that moment, there was never any doubt. I had found the one that I had always dreamed about. And then one evening, when she stopped by after work, I pulled a diamond ring out of the pocket of my shirt. And as her eyes filled up with tears, she said, "This is the last thing I expected." Then she took me by the hand and said, "I'll only marry you on one condition." And we danced out there on that empty hardwood floor. The chairs up and the lights turned way down low. Played, we held each other close, and we danced like no one else had ever danced before. I can't explain what happened on that floor, but the music played, we held each other close. We danced. Yeah, we danced.
Brad Paisley here on 98Q Country. We danced. Jordan Davis before that with Singles You Up. We're talking about football today, Packers, and news about the Packers, talking about some journalism. I'm comparing headlines for you because we've got an interesting opportunity. Like I mentioned in the last break, Isaiah McDuffie was signed to an extension yesterday. We talked about it yesterday, but the articles about this signing are an opportunity for you to swear off of bad football journalism. We're looking at four articles, specifically from PackersNews.com, Yard Barker, NBC Sports, and A to Z Sports, or excuse me, and Lombardi Avenue as well. We're discounting one because it was kind of random, but let's look at the relevant ones. The PackersNews.com headline and the NBC Sports headline get top marks from me. Packers News, the title is "Inside Linebacker Isaiah McDuffie Agrees to 2-Year Deal with Packers Ahead of Free Agency." Love it. It's perfect. NBC's headline, "Packers and Isaiah McDuffie Agree on New Contract." Less detail there, but I still love it. It's right there in the headline. Yard Barker, D-. Their headline is, "Packers Announce Major Free Agent Move to Bolster Defense." There's a picture of Isaiah McDuffie for the thumbnail, so they avoid the F, but there's no real info there. It's all building intrigue. Lombardi Avenue, though, they get the big Frankfurter, the big F-. Packers make their first surprising signing before free agency begins. The picture is General Manager Brian Gutekunst. So not only is this clickbait, it's telling me how to feel. Who finds this signing surprising? I wasn't surprised by this news. Was the person who wrote the article surprised? If the writer was surprised, to be blunt, why do I care? I care about all of this in the first place because Yard Barker, Lombardi Avenue, and frankly a lot of websites, probably more than half these days, are using a strategy often employed to get people to click the article. They jazz up the information and they're secretive with the headline to generate curiosity. NBC and PackersNews.com are practicing traditional good journalism. Bottom line up front, BLUF, people call it bluff. Watch out for headlines that lack real info. Please, seriously, we've got to do something about this. Especially look out when most of the article could fit in the headline like NBC did with their headline. Websites that want you to click above everything, those are the ones to watch out for. They want you on their site more than they want you to be well-informed. Good journalism presents facts and leaves the emotional decision to the reader, entirely to the reader. Here's an example. Do you read a lot of headlines, especially the last few years, that call things shocking? How about outrageous? Now, reporting that a person is outraged, that a person is angry, that a person felt, that a single person felt a certain way, that can be a legitimate thing to report on, especially if it's like an elected official. You know, President Trump is upset about. That can be a legitimate report, though it's a little tabloidy. However, reporting that someone's behavior is outrageous, that's usually not even reporting designed to be informative. One of my New Year's resolutions this year is to unfollow bad news. Fake news, if you will, which fake news to me is news that does anything more or less than present all of the facts in a neutral way. And those are both important, by the way. A, present all the facts, omitting none. And B, do so in a neutral way. Show no preference to any of those facts. By the way, in case you forgot, we're talking about football. That's it for the NFL from me today, though. Check out your sources. Fire the bad ones. Stay tuned to 98Q Country. More country music coming to guide us to the top of the 5 o'clock hour.
Need and want are two different things, but they don't have to be. At Bader Sports Center, they're happy to help you make needs and wants the same thing. Do you need new fishing equipment or do you want new fishing equipment? Do you need a new gun for the upcoming hunting seasons or do you want a new gun? Do you need a new bow for the next archery season, or do you want a new bow? Whatever your needs or wants are, the friendly, knowledgeable staff at Bader Sports Center will help you make need and want the same thing. Bader Sports Center, next to Pick and Save in Phillips.
K&B Refrigeration North in the Ken's Carpet Building in Phillips has a great lineup of Whirlpool washer, dryer, pair front loaders for easy access. And your kitchen will look beautiful with appliance packages from Whirlpool, General Electric, or Samsung. You have choices. See the best choice and the best name brands around. Whirlpool, General Electric, Samsung, and K&B Refrigeration North Sales and Service, located in the Ken's Carpet Building, Highway 13, Phillips.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's political action committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
With spring just around the corner, wouldn't it be great if you could upgrade your space? Well, Macy's is here for you. It's your last chance to catch our President's Day sale with big savings on what you need to refresh your home. Think 20 to 40% off new furniture, like our exclusive Radley Sectional, now $21.99. And take 30 to 60% off a new mattress from Hotel Collection, Serta, and more, so you can sleep better. Hurry into Macy's before this weekend is over, because our President's Day sale ends Sunday. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
She'll set the field on fire just cutting across the pasture. She'll have you falling for it all and then leave right after.
And she got a cold heart, but she got a warm smile, cut from the same cloth. She kinda buck wild, a little bit angel, whole lot of outlaw. She's trouble, but I tell you right now, y'all, long live cowgirls. Never gonna settle on down, girls. Leave you in a lonely ghost town, world where the sun don't rise. Rodeo 419, love you like a Mustang. Warning on them giddy up brains. Holding your heart with some good aim on a goodbye ride. But it's fine, cause it's kind of my thing. Long live cowgirls. Yeah, long live cowgirls.
I hate that I love the way them kisses taste like whiskey. How they wake up, take on off, and not even miss me. Leave this heart broken, holding that smoking gun. I guess that's just the way them wild horses run. Let them run. Long live cowgirls, never gonna settle on down, girls. Leave you in a lonely ghost town, world where the sun don't rise. Rodeo for one night. Giddy up brains, holding your heart with some good aim on a goodbye ride. But it's fine, cause it's kind of my thing. Long live cowgirls. Yeah, long live cowgirls. Come on, cowgirls. Don't you wanna take me away? Never gonna settle on down, girls. Leave you in a lonely ghost town, world where the sun don't rise. Rodeo for one night. Love you like a Mustang. Warning on them giddy up brains. Holding your heart with some good aim on a goodbye ride. But it's fine, cause it's kind of my thing. Long live cowgirls.
Local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The U.S. imposed tariffs on goods from China, Canada, and Mexico today, and now U.S. imports are also facing reciprocal tariffs. In a few hours, President Trump will address a joint session of Congress on his economic agenda and others, things ABC's Karen Travers says it's centered on the renewal of the American dream.
He's going to focus on four big areas in his speech, kind of dividing it up into sections. I think that's where you'll hear him talk about the DOGE effort to reduce the federal workforce, streamline the federal government. He'll focus on that there. He's also going to talk about the economy. He'll talk about border security and what the White House says his efforts to have peace around the world.
The U.S. paused U.S. military aid to Ukraine following that fallout from his meeting with President Zelensky. Now two sources briefed on discussions say the U.S. and Ukraine could sign the mineral rights deal as soon as today. Mardi Gras celebrations in New Orleans underway but could be hampered by severe storms, including the threat of tornadoes. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. A 33-year-old Hurley woman is facing embezzlement charges after allegedly stealing hundreds of thousands of dollars from a Vilas County business. According to an article posted by WJFW, Alicia Swanson faces over a decade in jail on charges of theft of more than $100,000 in a business setting and fraud. According to a criminal complaint, on September 10, 2024, Vilas County law enforcement opened an investigation into an embezzlement complaint after owners of